Just give us a brief overview, an update on what the situation is now with the Godstone Hole, as it's become affectionately known.
Yeah, so we've updated the residents on what we've been doing this year here, treating the collapsed areas. We've been showing them the extent of the mines that we found, and we've been talking to them about the next stages of stabilising the collapsed area, filling the mines with grout, and bringing the utilities back in line, and then finishing the road surface off.
So that we've done through three phases of different tests you've done with the holes and the ground penetrating radar right through to the gravity system of exploring and exploration. You've had lasers down on the holes. We've identified some mines. You want to go a little bit further to see if there's a few more, but you are actually going to backfill everything.
That's correct, yeah. We need to do further investigations to make sure that we've actually captured everything. Just to be 100% sure, once we've done that, we will then be filling them with grout and providing the stabilisation. Now, some of these mines are 8 to 10 metres under the surface, so quite a way down. So it's been quite challenging to actually locate them in the first place and then trying to figure out the treatment that we need to do to stabilise them.
Now, a lot of people would be interested in the service reinstatement, particularly with the water supplies. That's coming as part of the next phase, isn't it? Because you're going to have to confirm that the ground is stabilised enough for them to put their trench in to relay pipe work.
Yeah, that's correct. So the collapsed area that failed, there's an 8-inch main that went through that they need to replace through that area. And we have to stabilise the underlying ground and then build the road up before they can lay that pipe in place.
And how long roughly is their timescale on this approximately?
So their timescales are built into our programme, and all of that, including the works that SGN are doing at the moment, subject to other complications that we don't know about, should be finished before Christmas and the road open before Christmas.
So, I mean, you've been talking tonight about opening one side of the carriageway depending on what you find in Salisbury Road with further holes, but it looks like we could have partial road or full road open by Christmas.
Yeah, correct. The way I describe it is the worst case is that we'll have one lane open, possibly northbound up the high street, but we're expecting the best case.
That is great news for everybody because, water supply is coming on in not just Godstone but up into Bletchingley as well, and obviously being able to access the motorway a little swifter than the long diversion.
Yeah, absolutely. So the last bit of work that will be done probably before we reinstate the road is the 16-inch main sleeving that they're going to be doing, SCS Water are going to be doing up the full length of the high street. But because it's sleeving, it's not open dig. They just have to dig holes to push the pipe through. So that process in itself is reasonably quick from a utilities perspective.
That's all great news, and thank you very much for updating us, because this has been an absolutely gem of an evening to come and learn and actually see the photographs firsthand, and thank you for speaking to us.
Thanks very much. Thanks for the opportunity to talk.